The U.S. Transportation Security Administration has proposed yet another delay for the enforcement of the Real ID program, potentially pushing the full implementation deadline to May 2027. This delay follows a series of previous postponements since the Real ID Act was passed in 2005. Originally designed to enhance national security, the act requires that all U.S. citizens obtain a Real ID compliant driver's license or identification card to access federal facilities, board commercial flights, and enter certain restricted areas. However, the continued postponement has left many travelers wondering how the delay impacts their future travel plans. The Real ID Act was enacted in 2005 as a recommendation from the 9/11 Commission to tighten security standards for identification used at federal facilities and airports. However, the rollout of the program has faced many delays. Originally set to take effect in 2008, the implementation has been postponed multiple times due to logistical challenges, state compliance issues, and public unpreparedness. The most recent delay pushed the deadline from May 2023 to May 2025, and now the TSA is considering extending the timeline even further to May 2027. This continued delay reflects concerns over the potential chaos at airports and federal facilities if millions of Americans are suddenly barred from traveling or accessing government buildings. Despite years of preparation, more than 124 million U.S. citizens still do not possess a Real ID compliant identification card. While the proposed delay to 2027 offers some breathing room, the TSA has indicated that phased enforcement will begin on May 7, 2025. This means that travelers who do not yet have a Real ID or an alternative form of acceptable identification, such as a U.S. passport, may face delays at airport security checkpoints. TSA's flexibility plan allows for gradual enforcement to mitigate disruptions, meaning that agencies may issue warnings or impose progressive consequences rather than immediately barring travelers from flights. The TSA emphasizes the importance of obtaining a Real ID sooner rather than later to avoid any travel inconveniences. In some cases, agencies may offer travelers up to 3 warnings before imposing travel restrictions. However, not all agencies will adopt this leniency, and some may choose to fully enforce the rules starting in 2025. As a result, it is strongly recommended that travelers update their identification before the 2025 deadline to avoid potential issues. For most travelers, the delayed enforcement of Real ID means a temporary reprieve from the immediate need to update their identification. However, this doesn't mean that travelers should wait until the last minute to obtain a compliant ID. The TSA is encouraging all air passengers aged 18 and older to ensure that they have the appropriate identification well before May 2025 to avoid potential travel disruptions. Without a Real ID, travelers may be forced to wait in longer lines at security checkpoints, face additional scrutiny, or even risk being denied boarding on future flights. The delay also presents an opportunity for states and territories to ramp up their issuance of Real ID compliant cards. Currently, only about 56% of state-issued IDs meet Real ID requirements, leaving a significant portion of the population without the necessary documentation to fly domestically. With the extra time, both the TSA and state agencies can work together to ensure a smoother transition for all travelers. With the deadline pushed back again, many travelers may feel tempted to delay obtaining a Real ID compliant identification card. However, it is important to be proactive to avoid last-minute complications as the 2025 phased enforcement date approaches. First, travelers should check whether their current driver's license or state-issued ID is already Real ID compliant. This can be easily identified by looking for a star marking in the upper corner of the card. If your ID is not compliant, it's advisable to apply for a real ID as soon as possible. The application process typically involves visiting your local Department of Motor Vehicles and providing additional documentation, such as a birth certificate, proof of residency, and your social security number. For those who travel frequently and may not be able to obtain a real ID before the 2025 deadline, having an alternative form of acceptable identification is crucial. Other forms of ID, such as a U.S. passport, U.S. military ID, or an enhanced state driver's license, will still allow you to fly domestically and access federal facilities. Additionally, staying informed on the latest updates from the Transportation Security Administration is essential as the deadline nears. Keeping track of potential changes to the enforcement timeline or new requirements can help avoid any surprises when traveling. Taking these steps now will ensure you are prepared and avoid unnecessary delays as Real ID enforcement begins. While the continued delay of the Real ID enforcement may ease immediate concerns for travelers, it is clear that the need to comply is inevitable. The phased enforcement beginning in 2025 means that travelers must act sooner rather than later to avoid unnecessary delays and complications. Whether you're a frequent flyer or occasional traveler, obtaining a real ID or alternative identification will be crucial to ensuring smooth and hassle-free travel in the years ahead. As the TSA and federal agencies continue to work towards full enforcement by 2027, now is the time to prepare for the changes and avoid any last-minute surprises at the airport.